Good morning and welcome to this week's programme. A variety of themes this morning. Bono of U2, an early interview from 25 years ago. The Irish draft horse, its heyday on farm and city streets. And Women's Lib from the archives. In this morning's programme, a young Bono discusses his singing technique with Veronica Dunn of the Royal Irish Academy. First of all, we've had many requests to hear more from the 1979 recording, which we featured in last week's tribute programme to Frank Hart. This was taken from a wide-ranging discussion conducted by Pat Kenny with, among others, Veronica Dunn, singer and teacher of singing at the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and Frank Hart. But another contributor to that live discussion was the very young Paul Hewson, Bono of the then-emerging group U2. They had recently won a talent competition in Limerick. Naturally, since our focus was on Frank Hart, last week we featured very little of Bono's contribution to the discussion, so here is more. First, this challenge from Pat Kenny. A small fragment of this discussion was used in last week's programme, but since the focus was on Frank Hart, Bono's contribution was necessarily heavily edited. Here is the full transcript. The topic under discussion was singing in all its forms.
Talking about singing, Bono, lead singer with U2, it has been said of you that literally you don't have a note in your head.
It has. Well, I found those people, and they're not usually all that wise. Sort of singing that I'm a part of is a mixture of what these people have been talking beside. Because as well, the emotional factor is very important, I suppose, in rock music. It sort of goes back to the blues singers, right, which Elvis Presley came out of. It's having something to say, whether it's a feeling of oppression, which it was in the blues, and just expressing that with the tones in your voice, trying to bring the emotion out. But also, I would have to agree with Veronica, there's a certain craft, because I sing on a stage with very powerful amplifiers and audiences of maybe up to 2,000, and in America, audiences up to 20,000. And it's very important that we have the craft to project the voice, right, for that, even though there is amplified. Also, there's another factor in the way I sing, in the sense that I front a band, the band called U2, and I've got to entertain as well. And I'm not sitting in a pub just expressing the emotion to myself and a few people. I'm not sitting behind a guitar or a blues and just sitting there and singing the blues. I've got to entertain, and I move on stage, and I sing to an audience, and it's
often misunderstood, I think, by the spectators at home. When, for example, you see a world-class artist in action and you go to a show on a Tuesday night and you say it's magnificent, you go to the same show on Wednesday night and it is word-perfect, exactly the same as the previous night, utterly rehearsed. Every ad-lib, every seeming off-the-cuff joke with the audience is absolutely rehearsed. How do you feel? I mean, you talk about emotional projection and so on. How do you feel if you say you had a bad flu or something and you promised to go on stage and you do go on stage? How much of that is performance? How much of the residual emotion is still there even though you have the flu?
Well, what we try to do in U2 is we try to achieve an honesty between the audience and the group. And I would go out and I'd inform them I have a cold. And my performance would take on a different light, but I'd still put the same emotion in, even though the actual notes would come out. We went down, we played a competition in Limerick last year, which the group won, and I had in fact lost my voice the night before I played in the Project Arts Centre. And I went down and we played and went into the heats. It was the Band of the Year competition, and I was sort of singing like Rod Stewart, and I've usually quite a clear voice, but it was hoarse. But we got through, and CBS were there, and we in fact won the competition above a lot of maybe people who had the craft.
Mm-hmm. Well, look,
and it was the emotion that carried it through.
I'll tell you what, if you just stop for a moment, we'll have a listen to something that follows. That's called Out of Control, Bono, is that
That's
correct?
Right,
that's
yes.
A new record from you. Good That's production right. on that, certainly. And what about the voice, Veronica Dunn?
You're using chest voice.
Chest?
Voice.
Uh-huh. How dare you?
What is this technique? Exactly.
Well, if you keep using that, Johnny, all jazz singers use it. Mm-hmm. But you find that you'll be very limited in your range eventually.
Mm. Well, that's in fact just a technique I use for that song. I was trying to get across. It's called Out of Control. It's very much an emotional thing. It sort of depends on the two most important things in your life. You've no choice about being born and dying.
Now, how do you find, though, if you're going up to another? I mean, that's in one register. Suppose you change the key, come up higher, and you've got to go down.
Well, I would change the technique. I would change the technique in raising that, because in that song I'm trying to get across a feeling of out of control, intense motion, that's what I'm trying to do. In another song, I would sing maybe from a different area for my voice.
Towards the end of the programme, the discussion returned to comparisons between the many different styles of singing which were being discussed.
Have these techniques of singing, from the traditional to the jazz to the operatic, any real relevance to modern living and the people of today, the sort of genre which I come from, which is, a variety of pop music or rock music? We're sort of speaking for today's generation. The music is meant for now.
Well, the younger generation like it, let's be honest. I mean, most of my students, or any of them, any singers of my caliber today, you do it because you love it. I know you also do it because you love it too.
Yeah, right.
And you have to work under very difficult circumstances, but the money you get is astronomical to what we get.
Not at the moment, I can tell.
No, but the potential is there.
And Pat Kenny finished by asking each of the contributors, Veronica Dunn, Frank Hart, Brian Day and Bono, what sort of singing they intensely disliked.
One last point before we go. Is there any kind of singing that we can all agree that we despise? Veronica, what's your most hated form of singing? Max Bygraves?
Oh, that fellow who's dead, Lord of mercy on him. Satchmo.
You didn't like Satchmo?
Oh, well,
oh,
I'll...
God.
No,
your
him,
most despised, Brian? Mm.
I'm afraid a total closed book is Grand Opera.
Grand Opera. Frank Hart,
shall
anything you don't like?
Probably the fellow in the dress suit singing the basic traditional song. Outside of context, you know.
And you, Bono?
Totally cold, commercial singing. Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, that type of thing.
Bono from a live debate in 1979.